Today we are going to talk about my favorite nigga, that is Stephen Bartlett. As you know, I covered his last book that is called The Diary of a CEO, maybe 1 month ago. And today I want to cover his latest interview, where he dropped 9 wisdom nuggets that we can implement to our professional life, to our daily life. And starting from the idea of having a good frame. What is a frame? Marco. So we spend a lot of time developing our skills. We spend thousands of hours and we forget to put the right frame. And then we don't understand why another person that knows less than us can have more customers and can charge more than us, because they know how to package the cookie. They know how to present the service. We're going to check more tips like that on this episode. But before, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to practice English, you want to learn about business, fitness, self-development, you want to improve your game with women, by the way, you can go to inglesparacholos.com. And don't forget to spread the word. Tell your people to go to Google Podcasts and Spotify. They can find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta. He was comparing the idea of the picture and the frame with the store of Apple, la tienda de Apple. What he said that when Apple want to sell their latest product, usually they put it in the middle of the store. They give a lot of real estate, a lot of space to that thing. They put the perfect lighting, so when you enter, it's like a magical experience. You are in front of the product, and they only put one, by the way. Behind the store, they have like 1,000 units, but you only can see one to give you the idea of scarcity. That's what Apple do. And if you compare, for example, the case between Coca-Cola and Pepsi, in many tests, when they put like random glasses without the brand, people prefer Pepsi. But when they see the can of Coca-Cola, people prefer Coca-Cola. So what can we learn from this idea? Is that the frame, el marco, is a shortcut for our brain. When we see something nice, we assume that it's going to be good. It's like when you date an algona, you assume that the relationship is going to be the best, but sometimes go like shit. But it's the same thing. Things that look good are attractive because we assume that they have value. And how can we implement this wisdom to our life? I give you my case and then let me analyze your case. In the case of YouTube, for example, if I'm going to launch an episode for YouTube, I need a nice thumbnail, una buena miniatura, and I need also a nice title, and by the way, a nice intro. Without those three things, people are not going to consume the content. And in your case, you need to ask yourself, how can you improve your frame? I give you some ideas, starting from the social media. Social media is a tool that many people don't know how to use it in the right way. Start from just one social media, and little by little, start reinforcing your branding. Another thing is the way that you dress. You don't need to dress with suits. Well, if you're a lawyer, you need the suit, but you get the point. Always try to dress good, because you never know when you can meet a potential customer. And you know what else is important, talking about the frame, is the way that you speak. I was checking some studies, and they say that more important than the color of your skin is the way that you speak. And just by listening how a person speaks, you can know if it's a successful person or not. Most of the time, the people that are not successful, they struggle a lot. They try to speak so fast. They try to give you too much information. People that are successful, they just drop the right information at the right time, and they feel comfortable. With whoever they have in front, they always feel comfortable. So improving your speaking is a must. That is the first. Is the frame is more important than the picture. The second is scary, but before, a friendly reminder, if you want to join Ingles para Cholos, by the way, thank you to all the people that are joining Ingles para Cholos. Today we have a guy from Juliaca, yesterday we have a guy from Jesus Maria, I think here in Lima, but I really appreciate. I'm doing my best here, I'm uploading episodes every day, doing a lot of research, and thank you for that, for supporting Ingles para Cholos. And my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. Also is available for people in other countries outside of Peru. So let's go to the second one. As I mentioned, this is scary because according to Stephen Bartlett, we can't choose what we believe. It's like our beliefs are kind of result of luck events or bad luck events that were inserted into our mind. And he made this experiment. He said, select one thing that you believe on and try to change your belief. You can. Why you can't? Because that belief was created when one experience happened to you. But here is the thing, that maybe that experience is something anecdotal. It's algo anecdótico. It's not something that is always like that, but we just have that perception. We need always to test if the thing that we know is the right thing. And also with time, the truth change. Something that used to work now, maybe it's not working in the future. So that's why talking with different people, people who have different backgrounds, and always have your mind open. I can tell you, especially with the things of energy, the esoteric thing, las cosas esotéricas, I used to don't give a fuck about that. You know, like, oh, these people are wasting their time. But the more that you do research, you understand that we are more than just bodies. We have also energy. So always keep your mind as open as possible. And remember that our belief can make our life easier or harder. Let's go to the next one. And it's, how do you do one thing is how do you do everything? This is so real, so true. I remember I heard that also in a podcast a long time ago. But that's why when I go to the gym, for example, and I see people wasting their time at the gym, checking, scrolling their social media, in their cell phone, instead of working out and do it with intensity, I know that these people are not productive. Productive people, they go to the gym and they have focus. They give their 100%. And especially that is what you're developing. People think that you go to the gym just to train your muscles, to look sexy for the picture. No, you go to the gym to train your mind, your focus. And that focus, that skill can be translated to other areas of your life. The same happens with your customers. Each time that you have a customer, you need to give your 1,000% attention to that customer. Some people say, no, this person is going to buy just one time. I don't need to pay attention. You do. You must. Why? Each time that you give a good service to a customer, it's like a resistance that you start earning. It's like a muscle that you are developing. The next customer is going to have a better attention than the previous one. And it's something that starts compounding. I can tell you with Inglés para Cholos, for example, I remember the first customer, it was difficult because it was the first customer. I was trying to explain everything. The second was easier, the third was easier, and now it's something like the system absorbs the customer. It's like, I don't need to do that much. I kind of just show the system, and the system do everything. So that's why the way that you do one thing is the way that you do everything. And something extra I was forgetting before jumping to the next one. Also, if you have a job, pay attention. People say, why do I need to work harder if I have the same salary? Due to the same reason, you want to develop that muscle. And talking about women also, whenever you have a woman that you like and you feel that you can open conversation, also do it, because that is going to improve your social skills, and that can be translated to business. So the way that you do one thing is the way that you do everything. And if you want to improve your life, just start by fixing something that is close to you. Start by fixing, putting your clothes in order. Check the trunk of your car, la maletera de tu carro. Usually we have a lot of things there. By organizing something that is going to eventually spread to the other areas too. That is number three. Let's go to the four. That is, to learn something, you read. But to understand something, you write. Most of the people, and I used to make this mistake also when I was in the university, we are passive. We are just listening things and trying to memorize the thing for the exam, right? So that's why we never learn. The idea is you need to explain the concept. When you explain it, you have a master understanding of the thing. You can do it in two ways. You can do it with a podcast that is an audio format, but if you are shy and you don't want people to listen to your voice, or maybe you have the thing that you say, okay, I'm going to speak, but I don't like my voice, you can also create a blog, that is a written blog, un blog escrito. And if you are a pussy, you can make it anonymous, but I would say keep it anonymous until you improve your writing skill and then put your name. You will be surprised. Always when you want to apply for a company, when you want to offer your services as a supplier, as a freelancer to a company, the people that is going to hire you, the first thing that they do is they type your name on Google. If nothing appears, it's not going to help you. But if you have a blog or a podcast talking about the thing that you are selling, means that you are passionate about it. And now you have a higher chance to score. with that company. Also, when you start explaining things, you test your knowledge. If it's something that doesn't make sense when you're explaining it, it's harder because you feel gaps in the concept. And you, oh, I need to study more the thing. I need to go deeper. Also, you make it more digestible. And this is something that professionals don't understand. And then they complain why people don't hire them. The idea of a professional is to make a difficult concept, make it simple, so an average person can understand it. And you learn that by documenting your knowledge. Also, when you start documenting your knowledge, you realize that you can connect the same information to other areas of your life. That's why I take concepts from sales to love, concepts from fitness to business, because most of the principles are the same. You just need to take information from one side and take it to the other. And the last tip before jumping to the next point is, I know many professionals that they say, I don't want to give the info for free because they are not going to hire me. It's totally the opposite. Give everything that you know. Everything that I know, I give it here in the podcast. Everything. You know for what you are going to charge for the implementation. People that want that thing to be included in their life, the implementation is what you can charge for, and that is going to make your life easier to acquire new customers. This one, the number 5, is going to kick many balls. Va a patear huevos. This is number 5. Because when I heard it, I was like, yes, makes totally sense. But before mentioning this beautiful phrase, friendly reminder, you can go to my Instagram, Tio Balta. And in my Instagram, Tio Balta, there is in my bio, in my biografía, there is a link. You do click to that link and will send you to my websites, Jose Balta for supplements, Ingles para Cholos for English, and also there is a link for my WhatsApp channel where always when I upload episodes can appear in your WhatsApp channel. Number 5, the magic you are looking for is in the work that you are avoiding. Procrastination as fact. Most of us, we know what do we have to do, but we don't want to have the discomfort, so that's why we don't do it. And there are two reasons. We don't want to have the discomfort, or the second is we are not sure if we can finish the activity. So our mind, in a mechanism of defense, they say, why start it if I'm not going to finish? That's why many people, they pay for the gym, but they don't feel like going because, oh, maybe I'm going to just waste 2 more weeks and at the end I'm going to be the same. How can we tackle these two problems? Starting from the discomfort. Everything that we do is not to gain pleasure, is to avoid discomfort. And when I heard this phrase, I said, no, doesn't make sense. But then Stephen Bartlett explained it with these words. When you want to have sex, you don't do it exactly because you want to have sex. You do it because you don't want to be horny. So that's true. You have sex because you want to release your balls. You don't want to have your balls heavy, close to your knees, cerca de tus rodillas, tus bolas. No. That's why you want the sex, to release that discomfort. If you start thinking about the discomfort of not doing the activity, that is going to weigh more than the discomfort of doing the activity. What is the discomfort of not going to the gym? It's a huge belly, you feeling like shit, you carrying 15 kilos or 20 kilos extra that you don't need. So that's why, whenever you feel lazy about something, think, what is the discomfort that I will experience if I don't do this thing? That is the first problem, the first root of procrastination. But there is a second, as I mentioned, that is you are not sure if you are going to finish the task, and you are not even sure how to start the task at the first place. And I have a little technique that I apply, especially for paperwork. As you know, I don't like paperwork. Me gusta el papeleo, it's terrible, but when you have a business, you have to do it. I try to delegate, but even if you delegate, you need to explain the thing to the other person. And my technique is simple. I start writing about the process. So the paperwork will need this. Me gathering these documents, juntar estos documentos. Me writing to this person to help, to ask for help. What else do I need? You start writing all the process. You visualize yourself doing it. And then you try to chunk the steps as much as possible until you feel that now is something that you can do. And each little step is going to motivate you to do the next one. But just by writing down the activities, you can be sure that it's gonna motivate yourself. And something extra, this is a little Uncle Balta phrase before jumping to the next one, and is Don't chase perfection, chase good enough. Because eventually perfection, well, perfection never appears, but something close to perfection will appear when you have repetition. And repetition is only going to appear with good enough. Today I was making a joke with a friend of mine from South Africa. And I thought, because she said that sometimes she doesn't want to do things because she knows she's going to do it like shit. And I told her, remember your first blow job. The first blow job that you gave to a man was like shit. You destroyed his dick with your tooth. So the same happened. Always good enough is a nice way to start, and eventually your skill will be close to perfection. Phrase number 6, and is you don't need that much discipline. Discipline is only going to be needed when you want to build a habit. Once that you build a habit, you start working in autopilot. Also, try to make the habit cool. For example, if you want to do exercise, try to find a nice gym that is close to your house that have very big ass woman. So you want to go to a gym to check the big ass woman, and eventually you are in the gym, so you have to do exercise, right? Find the gym that is close, the gym that has nice women. Make it as easy and as convenient as possible. If you can, put your clothes to ropita ready for the next 3 days. So you just grab the clothes and you are ready to go. Find a good training partner. If you make the activity cool, easy, convenient, you don't need that much discipline. The problem is that people try to say, no, it's all hard work. No, it's about your environment. And the same principles can be applied to your diet. If you want to have your diet, you get rid of the junk food. And when you prepare your food that is healthy, try to put love in the process. So now you enjoy doing the thing. If you enjoy doing the thing, you don't need that much discipline because it's going to happen anyway. Let's go to the number 7. And it's everything have a cost. Todo tiene un precio or a price, un costo, a price. Everything has a price. He was giving the example of Ben Francis. Who the fuck is Ben Francis? Is the guy who created the brand Gymshark. Gymshark, if you go to the gym, you know that there is a popular brand called Gymshark. The guy, his net worth is like $3 or $4 billion. And he has 3 times more money than Drake, than the rapero Drake. But here is the deal. Both have difficult times. This guy, Ben Francis, the owner of Gymshark, and Drake. Why? The problem with Drake is that he's so fucking popular that he cannot have a life. Wherever he wants to go, there will be always paparazzi. If he wants to gather with new people, always there is the fear that these people want to take advantage of him. And in the case of big business people, there is a problem also. You have so many employees and you have a lot of money on debt. Tienes bastante deuda, because that's how big corporations work, that if something goes wrong in your path, you are screwed. So that is a constant stress. This guy, Ben Francis, for example, he was saying that sometimes he had to lay on the floor, tenía que echarse al piso, to cool himself because the stress was so fucking high. And here, this is something that I didn't hear on this podcast, but something that I heard in other place that I really like it, and was, you want enough money and enough popularity. That's why if you are a niche influencer, if you are an influencer within your medical community, within your, if you are a vet, a veterinarian community. Today I was talking with a guy that is, what is the name? He's an engineer. And I told him, there are not engineers podcasts here in Peru. Imagine creating a podcast for people with your profession. You can gather with different professionals. You can get the attention, you get the respect, getting the customers. You have the money, and enough popularity. So that is a nice way to accomplish these 2 goals. And maybe I can do a podcast of that, how to create the perfect system model that is easy to handle. And if you haven't checked my previous podcast of the feel-good business, of the lifestyle business model, check it, because that is going to help you. Let's go to number 8, that is deep knowledge. Learning too much about a thing is scary. The more you know about something, if you don't gather with average people, con humanos promedio, then there is a chance that you don't know how to connect with them anymore. So always, that's why I try to talk with young people, and sometimes fresh eyes, ojos frescos, like new people, can give you new ideas. So never underestimate the power of people that don't know shit about the topic, because sometimes they bring a random answer that can make you understand how to fix the problem in a better way. And let's try to wrap this podcast with the last, and by the way, this last one maybe is the best of all. For the people that are still here, respect, because you are going to get the best of all the wisdom nuggets. And it's, skills are important, but you know what is more important? The context. In the same way that we mentioned at the beginning, right? Skill important, but more important is the frame. Also the context. What is the context? In what industry are you deploying your energy? In what task are you deploying your energy? With what market are you doing the same? I told you the case of myself doing memes, haciendo memes. I was doing memes. Yes, people, oh, Jose, your memes are cool. But I was wasting my time. When I allocate all the energy doing this podcast and also doing my publicities, running publicities on Instagram and Facebook, I started to make three times the money that I used to make before. And just by stop doing memes. It sounds silly, but it is what it is. If you want to increase the amount of money that you're making, try to check what industries are growing, where is the money, and the second is, in what industries the supply of your service is low. So that thing that you offer, maybe you are a designer and you try to offer yourself to the clothing, empresas que hacen ropa, and there are a lot of designers for that. But, for example, some designers start to offer their services to people that were doing NFTs in the moment, and they make tons of money. So always try to find who is the best customer market activity that needs my energy. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Honestly, 9 pieces of wisdom and by the way, you are listening this in just some minutes, but I took 2.5 hours of my time to listen to this interview, and I'm happy that I did it, because just one of these things implemented in your life is going to have exponential results. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, if you want to contact me, +51 98 90 23 986. Tomorrow is my birthday. I will turn 35 years old. I will be a mature single guy, un soltero maduro. But I still believe maybe we can have a podcast tomorrow. So stay tuned with Uncle Balta on Google Podcasts and Spotify.